Still, the Mishnah says, it never happened that the Kohanim were lazy to go and take out the Deshen. Like, don't think the reason why they didn't do it on the Yom Tov was because they were lazy. No, they were not lazy. Just, it was an Indian on Yom Tov, but that's good to show the way so many people are bringing Kabonis on the Rabbah, like you're using the Mizbeach. Therefore, the Dafka didn't clean it out then. For the old other days, whenever they had to clean it out, they didn't have to clean it every single day. But whenever it came time to clean it out, there was never a time that he couldn't find anybody. Whenever Pshat, people were lazy. However, when it came time, they cleaned it out. All right, we'll stop here. Just one more thing we didn't speak out before about the Rosh Pisat. Before it brought down that when the Mamuna found one of the Kohanim sleeping on Leviim, he was able to burn his clothing. So who the Kashru is, who are your Mazik? How can he go do that, burn some of his clothing? It's Bal Tashchis, you're a Mazik. She says the Pshat is Hefka Bez Nefka. Vice is meaning to say that, as being a Mazik, it's Hefka Bez Nefka. Bez Nefka right to be Mafka the Begodim, it's not his anymore, so you're allowed to do it. And as Bal Tashchis, you have to say, this was a Tekonim. Bez didn't want this to happen, this was a Tzarech, like to teach them not to fall asleep. So since it was a Tzarech, it was a Tekonim's Bez Din, it was Mutter to do this. Alright, we'll stop here. They're never lazy. That is, Mishnah before says on Yom Tov they didn't do it. That's because it looked nice that way, but not because they were lazy. Now, Hechilum, like after they finished the Truma Sedeshin, now Hechilu Malin Bigzirin, they started to bring up the wood, the logs of wood that's Hapad Mizbeach to make the Marochas there. To make the different fireplaces that they burn the kabbonis on. Now, like is any type of wood kosher to be used to burn with? So Mishnah says, hey, yes. Really, most woods are kosher to be used to use for fire by the marocha. Chutz mishel gefen v'shel zeisim, excluding from vines from a vineyard or from an olive tree that you should not use. We'll see in the Gemara why not. One says, Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't use these type of trees, they're not to take away the grapes and the olives from Eretz Yisrael. But even though all of the type of woods is really kosher, but these are the special ones they always used to use. They used to use B'marviya Shoteina, branches from a fig tree, Shalegos from a nut tree, and B'shaleitz Shemen, or else from a tree that gives off olive, that gives off oil. This type of a tree they used to use, that wood was very good wood for burning. Yeah. Now, the Sidur Samaroch Gedola. The first thing they did when they brought the wood up to the top of the Mizbeach, they were Masada, they put together the Maroch Gedola. That's the main fireplace where they burnt the Kabbonis on. Where was that? That was Mizroch. It was on the east side of the Mizbeach. The Chazisa Mizroch. There was like a little window that you see through the logs. That was like on the east side. For Rosh exists in the end, the tips of the woods, Hapnimim, the insides, Hayu Negim Tapuach, would reach the Tapuach. That was in the middle of the Mizbeach, that was the Tapuach, the pile of ashes. So that's right smack in the middle of the Mizbeach. Now this big Marocha, they started on the east side, but the logs went, the outside logs, like touched the Tapuach. Now when they put the logs around, for Reach Hoyu Ben Exir, there was some space in between one log and another log. Show you Matzitsa Nesolisa. That's what they used to set fire with. In between that space, they used to put like little chips and twigs of wood that would burn easy. They would light those twigs, and that would make the big wood burn. Now, Mishom, from this wood they had collected, Biruru Mishom Atzei Tena, Yochum, used to check out, pull out very good, fine wood from a fig tree. And with that, Sidiras HaMarocha Shniyah, they would make the second Marocha, the second fireplace on top of the Mizbeach, which was used, Likateris. Not that they burned the Likateris there, but used to take ashes, coals off the Mizbeach HaChitzayin and put it onto the Mizbeach HaPnim and burn the Likateris there. So the coals used to come off the Marocha HaChitzayin, off the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, from the second Marocha, the second fireplace. And really, we'll have to say there was a third one also, that they always had one just to keep Eish burning the whole time. So these are these two, the main two. And where was the second one? Kenegan Marovis Dromis. It was near the west-south side of the Mizbeach. Moshech Menakeren, it pushed away a little bit from the corner, Kalpeit Sofen towards the north side, and a little bit away from the south, towards the north, Arba Amis, who was 4 Amis away from the corner of the south corner, going towards the north side. V'yoy made Chomesh Soin Gecholim. Now how much wood did they put up there? They put up enough wood on the second Marochim that they estimated that they'll have enough ashes to make 5 Soyim worth of ashes, of Gecholim, of coals. Because that's what they needed to burn the Keteris on. Over Shabbos, when they made the second Marochim on Shabbos, they used to make a little bit more wood there. They used to have to make sure there was at least have enough of burnt wood, burnt ashes, burnt coals to make 8 soim worth. Because on Shabbos, not only burning the keteris, they also had to burn the shnei bezichim levayna. They took off the 2 cups full of levayna top of the shulchan, on top of the lechem upon him, and used to burn it with these ashes on Shabbos. Therefore, needed some more wood on Shabbos. Now, hoevorim v'yapdorim shloines achlu miberif, like we came up before, the Mishnah started to say, used to go up to Mizbech and pull off all the evorim v'yapdorim, the pieces of meat, the fat that were not finished burnt. So they put them on the side, and they cleaned off and made the new marochim. Now that they have the new marochim all set, now they put back again those pieces of meat, the pieces of fat that wasn't burnt. They put it on top of the marochim. They lit both of these marochas, these 2 fireplaces, both with fire. So that's how they used to start the fire on top of the mizbech. Yordu, then the kohanim came down. Oh, boy, them lishkas agazis. They went to lishkas agazis after they finished making the marocha. Then they came down. Gemara says, Amar Rava says it should know guzma. Now, without that, our Mishnah says that sometimes there were 300 kurs. The Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah before said that there was sometimes 300 kurs worth of ashes on the Mizbeach. That's a guzma, a little exaggeration. It really wasn't that much, but just sometimes Chazal says lashon of a guzma. Another case is also have later that says hishku es atomid b'koshal zov. Before they brought the korban atomid, they used to give the animal to drink some water. Then in order later, when you have to skin it, the skin comes off easy if it drank water. He used to drink it with a golden cup. Some of Rava says, also guzma, also exaggeration. They did not really use a golden cup to feed the, to let the animal, the carbon atomic drink with. The Amr Rabami says that you should know Dibra Torah Lashon Avoy. Sometimes in the Torah also we find a little exaggeration. And Dibra Neviim Lashon Avoy, sometimes in the Neviim we find a little exaggeration. And Dibra Chacham Lashon Avoy, sometimes in Chacham Mosek and our Mishnah, we find Lashon Avoy. Now, Dibra Torah Lashon Avoy, where we have this, the Pesuk says in the Devarim that the Meraglim spoke there about Eretz Yisrael. They said, Orim Gedolus of Tzuras Bashamayim. They said that the cities of Eretz Yisrael were fortified to the sky. So the question is, Bashamayim, could you tell me that they're really fortified to the sky? About it wasn't that tall. About it, the houses of Eretz Yisrael were not that big. Ela Guzma. The Torah means to say that the Meraglim, they said Guzma, exaggeration. Dibra Chachom, that's like now Mishnah, Lashon Havoi, Hodamor, that we have in our Mishnah, Tapuach, either the case that our Mishnah says there were 300 kurs of ashes on top of the Mizbeach, or else Vishkur is Atomit Bekeshazov, that they used to drink, give to drink the carbon atomic with a golden cup. That's the right from the Mishnah also, sometimes they say Lashon of exaggeration. And Dibra Neviim, Lashon Havoi, where the Chassidus says the Pasuk in Melachim, that Bechulam Oretz, Mechalilim, Mechalilim, they were all playing their flutes, and the voice was so strong, like their voices, the sound of it cracked the earth open, which also Lashon Guzma, but it didn't happen, it's just a Lashon exaggeration. We either just showed that it was a very loud voice. The Omer of Yanai Banachmeni, Omer Shmuel, B'shloishu Mekayim is Divrei Chachamim Lashon Avoy. He has 3 places of Chachamim, the Mishnah, like it says, exaggerations. V'yelohein, Tapuach, that's one thing in our Mishnah where it says with 300 kurs there. Geffen, we'll soon see a case of the vineyard, and the proiches, when they made the proiches between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodeshim. So he holds these 3, means Vafukim with the Rav, he does not hold like Rava. The Tanan, Hishku is a Tum of the Kershal Zov. That's what the Mishnah later says, he used to let the Tumid drink from a golden cup water. Now, Vyoma Rava, Rava holds Guzma. That's only an exaggeration, it really did not happen. Kamash Lun, now, Reb Yanev or Nachman is coming to teach us, not like that. That Hanayin, only his 3 cases is called Guzma. But Hossam Loi, but over there when the Mishnah says they let the carbon atomic drink from the golden cup, it means it. And why? Because the Klal is Ein Anir from Makam Ashirus. In the Beis Hamikdash, everything was of the Ashiris, rich. Shenechnami, even to let the carbon atomid, to let it drink with the golden cup, he held that not guzma, it really happened that way. So these three cases, these are tapuach, the Mishnah's Gemara says, tapuach, hod yamor, that's our Mishnah. Then in the middle of the Mizbeach, sometimes they had 300 kurs worth of ashes, that's exaggeration. Geffen, what's the case of a vineyard here? The Tanya learned like this. Geffen, zob, hoysoi, medis, al pesach, heichel. So Rav Forsham says, goes on the Bayis Hasheni, the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, that even though it's a son, he brings down the first year that the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, Shlomo Melech, planted mamish a geffen, and it grew a gold grew out of it. It was a golden vine. That was in the first Beis Hamikdash. So now in the second Beis Hamikdash, they made like a dugmala there to remember this. So there was just a dugma was done in the first Bayis. Thank you. So, look at the Rosh. The Rosh says like this, that the bottom Rosh of Yerushalmi Meforish says, Shloimei b'chochmosai nota geffen shozov. Shloimei melech mamish planted a geffen of gold and used to give out pairs of gold. That was in the first Beis Hamikdash. In the second Beis Hamikdash, they made a dugma, they made it look like that. Not that it really grew, but they made a vineyard look made out of gold. It says, geffen zov hoysem medes ha-gemora says, Pesach Eichel, or Mudla Agabi Kuntis, it was hanging over by poles, holding it up. The whole Mishim is Nada Bule, whoever wanted Nada, bring a Nadova, or Nola, a leaf.